will continue with the next subtopic, types of diseases. There are two types, one is congenital, another one is acquired. If you talk about the acquired diseases, these are further categorized into two types, infectious or communicable, non-infectious or non-communicable. Congenital diseases are nothing but which may be caused due to genetic disorders or due to abnormal gene. If there is any abnormality either in the chromosome number or in the chromosome structure. And these congenital diseases are heritable, which means they can be transferred from one generation to another generation. It is present right from the birth, expressed in the form of errors in the metabolic activities. Some of the examples of congenital disorders include phenylketonuria, sickle cell anemia, diabetes mellitus, hemophilia, etc. And we also identify there is a defective body development in the individuals, and mental retardation is also noticed. In case of acquired diseases, these acquired diseases can be acquired by the individual at any time in the life after birth. Maybe due to direct contact or by contaminated air, water, food. And some of the carriers are also involved, which are called as vectors. If you categorize the first, like infectious or communicable diseases, these are the diseases which spread from one person to another person. That's why it's called as communicable, which includes the common cold, influenza, measles, plague, pneumonia, typhoid, tuberculosis, malaria, amoebiasis. These are some of the examples of infectious or communicable diseases. And it is caused by the presence of some parasites in the human body, which may be either virus or bacteria, fungi, protozoa, or any worms. And these disease-causing organisms are called pathogen, and the man is called as host. The next subcategory is non-infectious or non-communicable. It affects only the particular individual. It is not transferred from one person to another person, which includes some of the degenerative disorders, which may the organ get degenerated or become functionless, some deficiency diseases, allergies, cancer. These are considered as a non-infectious or non-communicable diseases. It do not spread from one person to another person. And the types of non-communicable diseases includes nutritional deficiency disorders, allergies and inflammations, organ or the degenerative disorders, cancers, mental disorders, even industrial diseases. If you talk about nutritional deficiency diseases, see if there is any deficiency in some of the nutrients in our diet, either it may be a protein or carbohydrate or vitamins or minerals, which results in the manifestation of any deficiency diseases. If you talk about allergy and inflammation, it is mainly by the hypersensitivity. Hyper means high or more. So we are highly sensitive to certain foreign substances, maybe a pollen or dust. Even a silk may be an allergy for some people. Nylon, some drugs, some volatile substances which are present in the atmosphere, even a perfume or cosmetics, many factors are there which causes allergy, which is nothing but the hypersensitivity of your body to any of the foreign substances. We talk about the degenerative diseases. This is mainly due to malfunctioning of some of our vital organ or organs, like our lungs, central nervous system, heart, blood vessels, and arteriosclerosis problem, rheumatic heart, coronary heart diseases. These are some of the things that it is comes or falls under degenerative diseases. Cancers, we will be learning in detail about cancer in the upcoming chapters. Cancers are really abnormal. and it shows an uncontrolled growth of the cells, and it's an unwanted tumor like growth of undifferentiated cells in any part of the body. That's we call this as a cancer. If you talk about industrial diseases, mainly it is due to pollution or smoking, which is nothing but the occupational related hazards. So these are different types of diseases acquired congenital. Thank you.